What's up, Atlanta? Happy Tuesday with Turtle. A little gray outside, but I did remember my umbrella this time, so I didn't have to get another pair of headphones ruined, get my clothes disgusting, and sit here for 5 hours with you being miserable. So that's good. The Braves continue to make us miserable, and so does Spencer Strider. Yeah, so let's talk about that, shall we? Three options. Three options, peeps, for Spencer Strider in terms of what I think the Braves should do for the rest of the season. They got three doors they could walk through, and I'm going to ask you to choose one. So give me a call at 404-726-0929. Put your do your best Alex Anthopoulos impression. What should the Atlanta Braves do with Spencer Strider? Door number one. Do nothing. Just let him continue to try to work things out. You need him to pitch anyway. Just let him remain a starter, and hopefully he gets better. So door number one, do nothing. Door number two, put him in the bullpen. Maybe you kiss it, you keep it simple, stupid, and you allow Spencer Strider to focus on one inning at a time, and essentially one pitch at a time, which is the four-seam fastball. Let him do it. See if he can. We know he has the bulldog mentality, right? We know he's a dog. So I think he has the perfect mental makeup for a closer. And this is something that we talked about before. You guys know I was advocating to try this months ago. Well, here we are again. So door number one, do nothing. Door number two, try him out in the bullpen. Maybe you find success there. And you can decide in the offseason, based on conversations with him, how he feels, what his team thinks, what the Braves think of how they should proceed. Maybe this is a John Smoltz or a Mariano Rivera situation. Maybe it is. Or door number three, shut him down. No mas. Because when you give up in Spencer Strider's last 11 innings, he's given up 20 earned runs. Yes, you heard that correctly. And 30 hits. Wow. Wow. We did those numbers late in the show last night after he was done in the game. That game took forever. That game took almost 4 hours to get done last night because it was 13-9. So Spencer Strider, door number one, do nothing. Let him pitch. Door number two, send him to the bullpen. And door number three, sit him down for the season. What should the Atlanta Braves do? 404-726-0929. You get to play GM, owner, manager tonight on Chris Thomas Tonight. I'm going to put up a poll as well at CT Tonight, 929, and I'll give you those three options. Again, those are the only three options they have, in my opinion anyway. Do nothing, put him in the pen, or shut him down. Which is the best for Spencer? Because you got to think, it's not about this season. I mean, yeah, I guess you can make the argument it's about his confidence, but at the end of the day, it's about the future, and he is well part of the Braves' long-term plan as the ace of this staff once Chris Sale wraps it up, which you would think would be in a season or two, probably, unless he's going to pull a Rich Hill and try to pitch till he's 48 years old, but I don't know about that. He's got too much pride. So he's the type of guy, Strider, that you're looking at to lead your rotation for the next decade. I mean, what is he, 26, 27, if that? So you got to protect him. And right now, the kid needs protecting from himself. So again, 404-726-0929. Door number one, nothing. Just let him ride. We have so few starting pitching options available at this point. He might as well just figure it out at the major league level, see what he can do, and confidence and all that stuff be damned. He just let it ride. He's going to do what he's going to do. Door number two, try the bullpen thing. Maybe it works. Maybe you got a closer for the next 35, 40 games. One that can actually get it done on a consistent basis. And maybe we see 97, 98 again instead of 95, 96. Maybe that slider gets that bite back, that late movement that it used to have. Maybe it does. Or door number three, do the unthinkable, right? Oh, my goodness, Turtle, the unthinkable. How can you sit him? How can you sit him? Because he stinks right now. He's awful, like unbelievably awful. Again, 11 innings pitched, 20 earned runs, and 30 hits over his last three outings. It's quite literally, we exaggerate all the time in sports radio. It's what we do. It is quite literally unbelievable when you hear those numbers. So what should they do? If it was me, I'd try the bullpen thing. Why not? It doesn't have to be like, I feel like there's just so much extremism, and I get it because it's the season has gone the way that it's gone. But just because you try it doesn't mean you have to stick to it. And it could be an arsenal that you have in your back pocket, right? It could be something maybe for a playoff run next year. Who knows? You know, it could just be a new and a different weapon that you could deploy in terms of having somebody that in a playoff run, you know, in a pinch. Starters come in playoffs all the time, right? What about Strider as a closer in a World Series game? You don't know until you try it, right? So that's what I would do. What would you do? Before we catch a break, let's hear from Grant McCauley. He joined the boys on Dukes and Bell, and they asked him straight up what's going on with Spencer Strider. It's just something that it's just hard to pinpoint one thing specifically. Like, is it mechanics? Is it confidence? Is it fatigue? Is it pain? Is it an injury? Like, I don't know what the situation is. So it's really difficult to say it's this or it's that. It's really difficult to say, well, I know for a fact that it's, you know, his arm angle is off by 3 degrees. No, it is what it is. And the guys asked Grant McCauley about it, and this is what he had to say.
Yeah, and we've talked about this some, about how this year is really, I think it's got to be a springboard for next season as much as anything, especially at this point for him. But you knew missing an entire year with an elbow surgery that you can't expect to come back and just be the guy you were right before the surgery without any speed bumps, without any tests, without any, you know, I don't want to say physical setbacks, but, you know, knock on wood, you don't want to deal with those. But the hamstring right out of the gate was also something that he had to, I guess, get over. But really what I've seen, especially lately, is that the velocity for him has been at his highest average fastball velocity of any starts at any point this year. And he'd gotten in that really nice run for about a month and a half of seeming like he was getting those results. But this last few outings, especially these last three, have just been baffling in a lot of ways. And I think Spencer, if you listen to his comments after yesterday's game, has been likewise a bit frustrated, certainly, but also in a search for answers as to why exactly his pitches aren't competing the way that he needs them to. I think that the one thing I took away more than anything was that physically, to do the things that he was able to do before, he's going to have to continue, I think, the process of getting these reps. And he also, I think, needs the offseason to build more strength so that that platform for being the guy that we expect to see, the guy who can sit in the high 90s with a fastball that not just gets over the plate, but if you remember with Strider, like, that thing had life and it rose when it got to the plate. And that's what made his slider so impressive. But even the slider, which is an elite put-away pitch, that's not getting the results he needs either. He's made some mistakes with it. They've been punished. He came into this season having allowed 7 home runs in his career off his slider. He has now allowed 7 home runs off his slider just this season. So something's not quite right on the shape of that pitch, the execution of that pitch. And obviously his fastball has not been the elite level it was either. I got into some serious StatCast stuff on Sunday on From the Diamond about it, where he used to have an elite fastball in the top 20% of Major League Baseball. He is now under in the bottom 10% as far as fastball run value is concerned. And what that tells you is it's a pitch that hitters are really, really punishing right now, and he's got to figure out a way to compete with it.
Yeah, that basically sums it up right there from Grant. So what do you think? 404-726-0929. What should the Atlanta Braves do with Spencer Strider for the remainder of the season? Should they just leave him in the rotation? Should they move him to the bullpen? Or should they sit him down until next season? 404-726-0929 is the number to get involved. We'll take your calls when we get back. The Spencer Strider situation. What should the Braves do? We'll talk to you about it next.